Mark approached one of the stone plinths sitting among the remaining dozen or so. He'd noticed something. While the tops to the others were supported by a variety of pillars, some singular, most in pairs, this one was held aloft by a rectangular-shaped support, similar to the altar above. And what drew his attention was the stone arrangement, 9 compact square blocks across, 7 high. He bent down and shone his light at the underside. No mortar joint appeared above the top row of block, just like the altar.
"It should slide," he said.
Together, they grasped an end, and the top moved. They pushed it free. Nestled within the plinth, Mark saw another container, smaller, about 24 inches long, half that wide, and 18 or so inches tall, made of gray-beige rock, limestone if he wasn't mistaken, and in remarkably good condition. He grabbed the light bar and thrust it into the support. Just as he suspected, writing appeared on one side.
"It's an ossuary," de Roquefort said. "Is it identified?"
He studied the script and was pleased that it was Aramaic. To be authentic, it would have to be. The custom of laying the dead in underground crypts until all that remained was dry bone, then collecting the bones and depositing them into a stone box, was popular with Jews during the first century. He'd learned Aramaic in graduate school, and these words were not difficult to translate. He'd actually seen them before. He read from right to left as required, then reversed them in his mind. Yeshua bar Yehoseph.
"Jesus, son of Joseph," he said, translating.
"His bones?"
"That remains to be seen."
He spied the top.
"Lift it off."
De Roquefort reached in and grasped the flat lid. He worked it from side to side until the stone released, then he lifted off the cover. Mark sucked a breath. Some had turned to dust, many were still intact. A femur, a tibia, some ribs, a pelvis. What looked like fingers, toes, parts of a spine, and a skull. Was this what Sonnier found? Beneath the skull lay a small book in remarkably good condition, which was understandable, given it had been sealed within the ossuary, itself sealed within another container. The cover was exquisite, gilded in gold leaf and studded with cut stones arranged in the shape of a cross. Christ lay upon the cross, fashioned also of gold. He lifted out the book and blew away the dust and debris from its cover. De Roquefort came close with his lamp. He opened the cover and read the incipit, penned in Latin and written in a running Gothic script without punctuation.